This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise on BFM 89.9. My name is Majida Hashim. One of the new words that appeared in Budget 2018 is social enterprise. And while there is only one mention of this new business trend, its mention in the recent budget announcement not only validates its growing presence in Malaysia, it also opens doors to new finance opportunities for business of this nature in this country. So sharing with me their viewpoint on how Budget 2018 impacts social enterprises in Malaysia is Rashwin Pal Singh, co-founder of the BGBG Initiative, and Mastura Rashid, co-founder of the Nasi Lemak Project. Welcome to the studio this afternoon.
Hi.
Hey, Majida.
Hey. So jumping straight into the budget allocation, there is 50 million in matching grants for social enterprises and NGOs to solve and to innovate on social problems. What do you guys think about this?
So I guess for the starters, having official recognition for social enterprises is definitely one that is long due. Right, so there's definitely quite a positive development in this to finally have recognition, to recognise that SEs is a legitimate and impactful way for us to do things. So that's definitely very good.
Well, at least the government is giving us some money. Mm-hmm. But I want to voice out my disagreement on the matching grants. Because what social enterprises need is actually, like it or not, sales. So procurement is definitely a way.
A very important aspect, yeah.
And if you want to give money, let's not use the age-old grant thing. Let's use equity. Let's use, investment.
Yes, procurement Cradle, policies, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If Cradle can do it with tech, why not you guys invest in social enterprises instead of giving us free money?
Yeah, I guess it's really interesting. I mean, that using true equity models, kind of, or in a small stakes, 10%, 20%, that will work in the long term to scale up SEs and to make sure that they don't have to be constantly worried about the monthly operations, because SEs actually have quite profitable business models. Mm-hmm. It's just that in the struggle of balancing between running a business and managing your impact and doing things in a radically different way, right? It definitely needs more, a bit more hand-holding. Mm-hmm. And to build on your point, Mastura, I think the matching grant, of course, so to some extent, grants do have their role, right? When you're starting up, you do need grants. And we were privileged, when we started, we got a small grant from British Council, Arthur Guinness, and then we even got supported from Magic. Mm-hmm. It really helped quite a lot. But a matching grant, though, has its challenges. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first thing is, you got to find a matching partner, right? Mm-hmm. And we've had that experience of doing this with the AIM program, Eureka, and it's not so easy to find a partner because, number one, so this is quite funny, right? Because, number one, companies like to own the beneficiary program that they're running, right? So they want to be the only person seen doing something. Mm. Now, when you come and say, hey, we've gotten 50K or 100K, whatever, secured from one partner, and we need another partner, they're like, oh, you're doing that with that company already, yeah? Okay, we have to rethink because our angle is a bit different. But technically, it's the same. And of course, quantum, right? You're never going to find two people with exactly the same purpose and the same budget. Yeah.
And another continuation on that point, I think it will create a habit of SEs to actually create creative programs instead of effectively creative programs.
That's such a good point.
Yes, because the Nasi Lemak Project previously was an NGO, and even now we are an NGO. So when we pitch our programs to companies, their attitude is as what Rashwin says lah. I've done this before.
I want something different.
So kita pun we find something creative. But when we revisit it, we found out that we were just trying to be creative rather than solving a problem.
That's so true. You end up trying to fit more into the matching entities or the funders' purpose and needs, rather than actually looking at what is the best way to do this.
I guess the challenge here would be defining what is a social enterprise in the first place. And since this has not been specifically mentioned or defined in the budget, what's your opinion on this? And is it going to be a challenge for companies that want to apply for this budget?
I think the government still needs to redefine, define and redefine. I think Magic has a very good definition of what is a social enterprise through mm-hmm. their 2015 blueprint, but nevertheless, it still needs to be more specific. Mm-hmm. I personally did not agree in some parts of the blueprint because the definition kind of merged the definition of an NGO. The impact is still there, but then what kind of impact? Mm-hmm. What kind of methods that are used to reach that impact? Mm-hmm. Well, for social enterprises, like it or not, it's financial. Like it or not, it's business. So redefine, make it very specific that social enterprises must have these three things. They must have a heart, definitely. There must be a business. Model, and number three, definitely they must be effective.
I mean, to build on that, you know, it's definitely two very, like Mr. Ra said, very distinct differences. For example, the NGO sector plays in areas that is critically underserved, right? You're looking at healthcare, you're looking at human rights, you're looking at conservation, you're looking at mental health, you're looking at things that typically get in our children, things that don't fall under the overarching scheme of protection. Whereas social enterprises is sort of a method for you to exist within the existing business framework to provide products and services in a very ethically and sustainable manner. So it is quite, you know, you need both to exist side by side. It's super important to have NGOs and social enterprises because NGOs serve a market, I mean, an underserved community. SEs are meant to transform how businesses work. But the two, whilst there's overlaps, it is clearly very distinct.
So based on the budget that has just been announced, in your opinion, what is the outlook for social entrepreneurship in Malaysia? Are we taking the step in the right direction?
Definitely. If it is, Ganesh Muran, the founder of Saura
Industries,
is now part of TN50 and he's doing a great job in, putting the social entrepreneurship message across. I guess the outlook is very positive, but something must be done with it to actually make sure that these social enterprises won't die.
Yes, this is the exact thing. You know, it's a very, you're seeing a lot of positive steps. We were just joking about this yesterday, me and my partner Gurpreet, that how we meet many people, whether in corporates or at all the different levels, right? And they're like, oh, what are you doing? A social enterprise. Oh, fantastic. You know, they give you a pat on the back and then, okay, cool. Sorry, I cannot really work with you because, you know, we're corporate. And so it's quite funny that you meet everybody who agrees that this is fantastic. They agree that this, oh, is much needed. This is very good. You should talk to my wife. My wife also likes to do these things. You know, but then what happens from there, right? I mean, we also know Magic has now scaled down their SE program to merge it to a larger entrepreneurship program, which I also have mixed feelings about. I mean, I understand Ashran's point of that. Yes, it's some of the only 6 out of 54 of the SEs are actually in operations, which is also a concern. But that begs Mastura's question. Why is it only 6 out of 54?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, is there a lack of a... If we agree it's so important, we agree it's so good, we agree business must change, then I think much more must be done.
And I think the government agencies like Magic definitely should list down or social enterprises, they should come together, I guess, in a coalition to tell the world, how can you guys help us?
We are here to stay.
We are here to stay.
And not just the big social enterprises, the small ones as well.
Exactly. And you want to have thousands of this, right? The idea is that what I loved about the Magic program was that you want to have thousands of SEs because you want to give people a viable alternative to existing products that are made in a horrible manner.
Yeah.
Right? You want there to be an enough, big enough marketplace that you could buy an ethically made product everywhere at all times. And that makes the industry more competitive. It gives you more options. It creates a whole ecosystem. There is, of course, with the larger awareness comes people being much more aware and much more willing to fork out. But as much as we're looking at B2C, I personally really want to see a shift in B2B.
This is at the corporate level.
Yeah, because at the corporate level is where, I mean, the thing is that public are also struggling with rising cost of goods.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, putting the burden of buying things ethically further on members of the public tends to be a very affluent-only situation. Whereas with big corporates, especially public-listed companies, I think they have a moral obligation, full stop.
To me, it's the same as SMEs. Because I see social enterprises as SMEs too, yeah. just that we do things in a more social, in a more fair, Gandhi manner.
Mm-hmm.
So, I hope to see SEs to be more competitive because with more awareness that there is definitely a better market. But as when the better market comes in, they shouldn't see SEs as just a place for okay ethical product but very very expensive or very very unaffordable. They should grab the chance of a bigger market to actually show that okay we have expensive stuff but we have affordable stuff too. So you as a normal person people in the middle 40 or the B40 even you can support. Yeah.
The other thing you're seeing more is growing talent pools moving towards SEs. So more and more youth, you know, which is a fantastic sign, right? That young people coming out of universities or even those who are not going to universities, passionate people are really seeing that, hey, look, I want to have a much more meaningful career. Mm-hmm. And people are looking at SEs as a platform or a way for them to fulfill both their individual motivations as well as larger societal motivations.
Mm. So outlook's positive for social enterprises?
Yep. As a whole, the budget is definitely a step in the right direction, recognizing the importance of SEs and, you know, the importance of innovation in this landscape. But I think really the question is, you know, what happens is the budget gets announced. And then between now and you figuring out which is the implementing agency, it's a very interesting period, right? It's like, you know, you don't really know what's going to happen. So I guess, you know, there's a lot of questions and everybody... I think the next following weeks, we really need to see very clear details about who exactly is going to be managing this budget. Because only then do you know, is it something which is going to actually impact on the ground or is it just very high level policies, matching grants, but after 3 years, no one's really met any of the requirements. So it's just lying there.
Mm. I guess the only thing that is clear to me for the budget is on the redefinition of B40. The income bracket is definitely more. This means there would be a lot more poor people. So a way that it is impacting my social enterprise, we definitely need to get more families to come in the Nasi Lemak project this way. That's number one. Number two, let's give a try on the matching grants. As I told you guys before, I would certainly agree more on equity, but why not try this out? Because matching grants has always been a thing of NGOs and stuff. So
yeah,
it's been tough in the past.
It's been tough, yeah. So with SEs, I guess by having that kind of experience, we can actually post-mortem it and see what is the best way forward. And I really hope it will go towards the investment part.
It's quite a milestone actually for the social enterprise world because right now here it is announced for the first time by the PM. And so this is the first batch that's going to apply for this kind of grant by the government now that it is recognized. So we will see how the first batch does.
Yes, very exciting.
Yeah. And on a personal note, I honestly am looking forward to those allocations on SMEs instead of social enterprises. And on that note, I think on the next budget, the PM should treat social enterprises to be more like the SMEs. And it would be lovely to see that if the budget is not NGOs and social enterprises, but SMEs and social enterprises and also NGOs and social enterprises because we are a bit of both.
We are a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, it's a fantastic point. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for coming and joining me in the studio this afternoon. I have been speaking to Rashvin Pal Singh from the Bijik Bijik Initiative and Mastura Rashid from the Nasi Lemak Project on the impact of Budget 2018 on social enterprises. My name is Majida Hashim and this has been Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.